Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy, might see some sun occasionally. We'll have a high of about 30. Kenosha right now, 23 degrees. It's 20 in Burlington, Milwaukee 26, and 24 in Racine. 2016 is going to be going into the weather books as the fourth warmest in the Milwaukee area. National Weather Service office at Sullivan indicating that through December the 28th, the city's average temperature was 51 degrees. That tied the mark set back in 1921. In addition, 17 of the 30 warmest years in Milwaukee have been recorded since 1987. Some folks from West Virginia were on vacation in Kenosha County. They were looking for driftwood along the Lake Michigan shoreline Wednesday afternoon. They instead found skeletal remains near 11th Street and Sheridan Road in Summers. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says it will be very difficult, in his words, to determine both identity and cause of death because most of the body is gone. Let's hope the DNA from the remains can help, though. Those remains discovered at the base of a privately owned bluff along the lakeshore. Kenosha police involved in a tactical situation with a man inside of a vehicle for about 90 minutes in the 4800 block of 5th Avenue, and when it ended, that 18-year-old inside was dead. How the man died is unknown at this point. It is also unknown if he had been deceased for all or a part of the time the police were on scene. It was the same individual who had reportedly posted a message on social media which raised concerns about his welfare, especially the part about threats to others, including law enforcement. The scenario unfolded at about 4:45 in the afternoon yesterday. It concluded around 6 o'clock. It affected traffic and business in downtown Kenosha. Honda recalling more than 630,000 Odyssey minivans in this country. The reason why from reporter Jan Johnson.
Honda says that the problem is the Odysseys have a second row seat lever that moves the outer seats forward so passengers can get in and out of the third row. But the automaker says in some cases the lever might stay in the unlocked position, which could allow the second row seats to come loose and move without warning. The model years 2011 through 2016 are involved. No injuries or accidents have been reported. I'm Jan Johnson.
In addition to the flashing travel times you get with those electronic message boards on the interstates in Milwaukee County, WRJN's Janet Hoff says now going to be used to warn motorists about wrong-way drivers.
The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department and the state DOT have been working to reduce the number of accidents involving wrong-way drivers. The DOT recently increased the number of wrong-way detection devices from 12 to 20, which will notify an operator at the State Traffic Operations Center. That operator will be able to activate the electronic signs in that area to warn drivers. The signs can also be activated if law enforcement or traffic cameras spot a wrong-way driver. The new system went online yesterday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Even though the law's been on the books for several years, you still see old TVs left out at the curb by folks who think they'll get picked up with the rest of their solid waste, which is not allowed anymore. During the most recent Burlington Council meeting, the president of John's Disposal, Brian Jongetches, says that they have no choice. They got to follow the rules laid down by the state legislature.
And then they, in their wisdom, set up this deal where the producers would pay for it. And they based the formula so it was Sony and Samsung, and they all had to pay to get recycled. Well, what they had to do is they had to prove by weight. They had a formula set up on the weight. So they had to prove that they recycled a certain amount of weight of recycled materials, and then they could apply that toward being able to sell new products.
Customers are supposed to be notified through a sticker placed by collection workers on the old TVs explaining that they cannot be hauled away anymore with the regular trash. State Senator Van Wongard reappointed to the post of chair of the Senate Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety for the upcoming legislative session. In addition to that, he will also serve as Senate co-chair of the Law Revision Committee and the Joint Survey Committee on Criminal Penalties. It makes sense from a practical standpoint, but the federal government is standing in the way of Racine Unified student Josh Luba's desire to help others a little less fortunate by donating unused old fruit from school lunchrooms instead of it being thrown out.
I asked my lunch lady if we could put out a container for the unwanted fruit. She said it was not possible. I suggested that we give the extra fruit to soup kitchens or Halo.
Josh's dad is Joey Luba. He's a teacher. He told board members he talked about it with some lunchroom employees. The upcycling fruit, as it's called, he can't do that. Legal reasons, something Superintendent Lolly Haas confirmed while applauding Josh's desire to help others.
That would require an act of Congress to change in terms of how we must give food, whether students are willing or planning to eat it or not, and then we cannot once a student has taken it, we cannot give it to another person or do that. I believe that is a federal requirement of the Department of Agriculture.
School Board President Mike Frontier, though, thanked Josh for his leadership on the issue. Kenosha Shalom Center will be up before the City Plan Commission next week for a conditional use permit for that proposed single-site emergency shelter on 39th Avenue they had hoped to open next summer. Dealt a blow recently. An application for an $850,000 federal affordable housing program grant was denied, but officials vowed to keep fundraising for the new shelter to be placed across the street from the Kenosha Transit Center. The meeting on the conditional use permit is next Thursday at City Hall. Speaking of Shalom Center donations, a recent challenge by a Salem couple to match $100,000 had resulted in outpouring from the community to the tune of well over that amount. Oh, and speaking of donations for the Shalom Center, somebody broke into a window at Morelli's Deli on 7th Avenue on the southeast side of Kenosha. They stole a Shalom Center donation jar. A posting on the owner's Facebook page said a man used a landscaping brick and his body to push in the glass to the door. The donation jar, the only thing taken. New Year's Day, about college football for most folks. Sunday night, that's going to be shifting over to the pro game because of the Packers and Lions playing at Ford Field and the NFC North Division crown on the line. Aaron Rodgers says it's going to come down to execution and also ball control, since it's a lot of things involved here.
It's nice to be playing for something this time of year. A lot of teams aren't. You have an increased focus when it's a division game. Obviously, we're playing for a lot with the NFC North title on the line and playoffs, But you got to keep the same preparation that's worked this far.
Both teams 9-6, Packers on a 5-game win streak, Lions coming off their Monday night loss to Dallas. And 2016, of course, coming to a close today. We are listening back on what took place in this community over the last year with the voices in the news here on WRJN.
Put together a modest village hall. There's nothing extravagant about what we're doing. This is still Caledonia. We don't do things that way.
They lied to Racine. From day one, they'd been telling us that they would provide monitoring and prevention from overflows.
Failed to protect the surface waters like the Root River in the basin from unwarranted pollution. It's a bad day for the Great Lakes.
I got people that have called me and said, well, I want my new sidewalks. Of course, everyone, me, myself, and I, because they don't have to pay for it now.
Just some of the many voices in WRJN news stories over these past 12 months, and all of them, just the sound bites, can be heard on our public affairs program this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and that's where we keep our local newscasts. They're in podcast form throughout the day. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.